You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Andrew Mills, a former career British Royal Navy weapon engineer and nuclear submariner who retired after 26 years of service to set up an international high-end beauty and skincare brand called Nephria with his wife, Charlotte. Andrew, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here as well, Eric. Good to speak to you.
Yes, sir. So tell us, why did you leave the relatively comfort and protection of the establishment, of course, we're speaking of the United Kingdom military forces, to set up your own business?
Well, I think the main reason was I joined straight from my grammar school into the Royal Navy. I was very naive in business when I was a young man. And after serving for 20 odd years, I met Charlotte, who's now my wife, and she had been in business. And for us to be together, me being in the British Navy was not a good situation. And she suggested we look into a business. And having spent many years working for, as you say, the establishment, I was very keen to break away and do something for myself and something with a greater purpose.
And why did you pick the business sector of beauty and skincare, which appears a long way from your existing professional skills? I'm sure the listener would be curious to hear that.
Yes, it does. Submariners are not renowned for their beauty and skincare. What had happened really was it was partly that the business found us. And we were looking for something that we felt we could develop a niche product. And Charlotte, being a lady who was very familiar with all the major brands, she said that most ladies always are drawn towards things of beauty and things of pleasure, perfumes, accessories. And beauty had always been an interest of hers. And then through a series of meetings and discussions, we met a family in Korea who make and produce their own range of beauty products made with pure jade. And so to a certain extent, the business found us.
What have you learnt about yourself since you've started the business?
Oh, well, I think first of all, I've learnt that we as human beings, I think we all, apart from a very small percentage, we don't believe just how much we can achieve in life. And when you put a human being in any situation with a challenge or an objective, it's surprising how quickly we find solutions. And what I've learnt is, having spent all my career in a rigid procedural world, now that I have the freedom to do anything, It's great how our imagination allows us to expand beyond the norm. And I've learned how to do all sorts of things, from manufacturing and selling beauty products to speaking on live radio, to producing on and presenting on television, to writing and presenting marketing plans and business plans, and actually going way beyond my norm, my experience, and finding all ways of challenging myself and my wife Charlotte to build our business.
Fascinating. Today we're joined by Mr. Andrew Mills, a former career British Royal Navy weapon engineer and nuclear submariner who retired after 26 years of service to set up an international high-end beauty skincare brand called Nephria with his wife Charlotte here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What advice would you give to your former self, or to yourself, of 6 years ago, just before you retired from the British Royal Navy?
I think the first thing I'd say to myself is trust in the future, trust in yourself, and whatever challenges I'm about to face, there's always a solution. And there's so much more to life than the routine and the ordinary. And those people who take the step and leave the comfort zone, they will find so many opportunities to stretch themselves.
And what type of person and what personal characteristics make a good entrepreneur?
Oh, I think the first thing you must have passion for whatever you choose. You must find the energy to be not a workaholic, but to be constantly thinking of what you can do, where your business can take you, and what needs to be done. And I think that stems from an internal energy and an internal desire to progress things. And I think I'm quite fortunate with Charlotte that we found a shared passion. It's very easy to be very, very keen on the products we make and the benefits that we feel we give to people. And I think that when the nights are long, when the nights are dark, and when things don't go quite to plan, you have to revert back to your inner confidence that what you're doing is good, what you're doing has a purpose, and that somewhere in the near future there's a solution to whatever the current issue or challenge is. I think also, certainly in businesses where there's a huge interaction with the general public, not that you have to have charm, but it helps to have social graces. It helps to have a natural respect for your customer, for your competitor, suppliers, manufacturers. It's necessary to coin a phrase, to be a decent person. And not that people have to like you, but it's important that people trust and regard you as a viable and a credible business person.
That's some very good sound advice. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Netfria online?
Well, in the UK, we run our business from the south of England and also from Switzerland. I'm actually in Switzerland at the moment. And our business website is nephria.com. My wife, Charlotte, made up the word nephria. It's from the word nephrite, which is jade. And the jade in our products is nephrite jade. So our business is Nephria. We're also on sale in Harvey Nichols in England, in London. And we hope and plan to expand with Harvey Nichols throughout the UK and into the Middle East. And someday, I would love to think, Eric, will be stopped in the United States, the ultimate market, certainly in beauty and skincare.
Definitely. How about in conclusion, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business? They've been contemplating to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace, very similar to you. What would you recommend to the listener?
I think my main points would be, first of all, find a business in whatever it might be that in which you have passion. You must believe in what you're doing, and you must be excited every morning when you wake up to start a new day in your business. Secondly, pick a business where either you know a lot or you're prepared to research a lot. I started in beauty and skincare as a middle-aged man and knew little or nothing. But the internet is wonderful, and we went to many shows. I read extensively. I know a lot more about the skin. I know a lot more about selling, a lot more about negotiating. I know a huge amount more about ingredients, the legalities of how to make and manufacture products, how to import, how to export, how to package. You wouldn't believe the science that goes into what's written on the back of a skincare packet. Every symbol you see has a reason and has a purpose. And I know a huge amount more, and it's just research. But the beauty was, I never ever tired of learning more about my business. And I think an entrepreneur or a businessman who has a future, he or she must be passionate about the detail and about the range and about thinking beyond your particular range, making sure that you become an expert. So if one day the phone rings and it's a major, major investor or a buyer and he asks a question of you, you know the answer because you know your business.
Very inspiring to have connected with you today. He is Andrew Mills, a former career British Royal Navy weapon engineer and nuclear submariner who retired after 26 years of service to set up an international high-end beauty and skincare brand called Nephria with his wife Charlotte. And the website of reference once again is nephria.com. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. And continued success to you and your company, as well as your family.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Eric, and I wish great success and passion to all your listeners, wherever they might be in the world.
Thank you so much. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.